Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Our friend John Solomon, editor-in-chief of JustTheNews.com, investigative reporter, has a letter from Congressman Scott Perry that was sent to the likes of Jim Jordan and James Comer and Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin and Richard Blumenthal, Ron Johnson, Ron Wyden, and others. And it says the following: as more information is becoming available, concerns are growing in Washington and across the nation as to whether the DOJ probe into the Biden's family income from foreign entities, governments, is narrowly focused on tax transactions from 2018 forward, and specifically excluding earlier transactions dating back to 2014 that involve Russia, China, Ukraine. Now, for 2 years, congressional investigators have had a copy of an email to Hunter Biden from his close family business associate, a guy by the name of Eric Schwerin, warning that the first son failed to pay taxes back to 2014 on $400,000 in income that he received from the Ukraine energy company Burisma Holdings. And this guy is now negotiating interview parameters with the Associated House Oversight Committee. Quote, in 2014, you joined the Burisma board, and we still need to amend your 2014 returns to reflect the unreported Burisma income, he wrote to Hunter Biden on January 16, 2017, in an email that appeared on a laptop turned over to the FBI and Congress. That is approximately $400,000 extra, so your income in 2014 was $1,247,328. And while the email suggesting a tax probe dating to 2014 was public, the public reporting regarding the matter at the DOJ appears scant compared to later years. The reporting has some lawmakers and tax experts concerned that the DOJ knowingly and purposefully allowed the statute of limitations to expire, or that the DOJ IRS constructed an agreement extending the legal deadline, commonly known as tolling agreements, specifically to avoid indictment and or prosecution. I respectfully request your respective committees to inquire with the individuals involved at the IRS and the DOJ on this specific matter to determine if the statute of limitations were allowed to expire, or if a particular tolling agreement in this matter were constructed, who was involved, what was the justification, and for such actions if they took place. Now, the general public and members of Congress conducting oversight into these matters must know the full details of these proceedings to ensure that the legal tax system in our country is operating in full transparency and with it even-handedness and fairness. Joining us now, Editor-in-Chief, JustTheNews.com, John Solomon. By the way, he has now released a new children's book to teach kids the importance of something called the First Amendment, and it's called Hidden Headlines. By the way, we'll have it up on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, and now in bookstores everywhere. With all the work you're doing and all the stories you're breaking, how you had time to do a children's book is beyond me.
It was one of my favorite things to do, Sean. It stars my son's hamster and the great people at Brave's Book, bravebooks.us. You can get the book today free if you sign up for their monthly plan. They did a great job on this. We tell so many children aren't learning that the First Amendment was first for a reason. They're not learning that lesson in school anymore in woke school districts. So here's a chance for parents and grandparents to give that gift, pass it on, and have a great story with animals. It's really a blessing. And you know what? This censorship, this ability to keep information is at the heart of Scott Perry's letter, the one you just mentioned. This is a story that you and I broke 2 years ago. We first wrote and exposed the Schwerin email 2 years ago on your show. A week ago on your show, I raised questions that there were concerns about the statute of limitations. Congressman Scott Perry jumps on it. He knows that this is a real problem. Is the Justice Department crafting a narrow case to keep Hunter Biden, the Biden family, for having to face embarrassing conversations about Burisma, Ukraine, Russia, and China? That's the question that Congressman Scott Perry is now asking the leadership in Congress.
You know, the question that I think most needs to be answered is, remember, if we go back 2 weeks ago, we only thought it was Jim Biden, Joe Biden, and Hunter Biden that were the beneficiaries in the family, and then, of course, their business associates, Archer and Sherwin and others. But then it became 9 Biden family members. Now it's over a dozen Biden family members. Yep. Now they got a hold of the SARS reports, the suspicious activity reports, and they got a hold of all of these LLCs that heretofore, were not disclosed to anybody. And they seem to be shell corporations. For example, you can have an LLC that's not a shell corporation because you actually invest money and build a business. That's very different from a shell corporation that is only set up as an entity to distribute money. In the words of James Comer, there were many of them, way more than they ever expected. And also the SARS reports were over 170 that we know of.
Yeah, listen, this was some form of a scheme. We don't know the full amount of it because for 2 years we were told it was a conspiracy theory. We weren't allowed to talk about it. You and I talked about it when I first broke the stories at the Hill and all the way through Just the News. But for a long time, we were silenced from asking these questions. Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley were silenced and made fun of in 2020. Now we know there was a real influence peddling scandal and a real issue with the Burisma relationship, not just the conflict of interest relationship, right? That's something that even the witnesses at the impeachment trial admit, hey, yeah, this was a smelly deal. It created a conflict of interest. But now we know there was a tax issue. Hunter Biden's being told he didn't declare $400,000 of Burisma income and that he was overdue on paying those taxes 3 years later. If you and I did that, you know what would be happening. The IRS would be knocking at our door. But Hunter Biden was allowed to skate for years because of that censorship machine, that cancel culture machine that attacked anything that dare raise a question about all the Bidens and all their financial dealings overseas.
So the reality is we don't have an idea. Now, Peter Schweizer in Secret Empires, you know, disclosed a $1 billion deal with the Bank of China that became a $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China. We don't know the outcome of that deal. We don't know how much they profited from that deal. He also talked about $100,000, Chinese national, shopping spree for Hunter's family and a $5 million, forgivable no interest loan. I'd like to know more about that. And I think you would too.
Yeah, listen, we had the documents. We put those public a couple of months ago. Remember, there was the free diamond too, the 3-carat diamond. The Biden family, as Hunter Biden himself wrote his own colleagues, they weren't interested in our skill sets. They were interested in our last name. The family knew what it was doing. It was trading on their last name, according to Hunter Biden's own emails. And now the question is, did they pay taxes properly on that? Clearly, in Hunter Biden's case, there is a grave concern about that, and also a concern that maybe justice isn't looking deep enough and far enough backwards. This just broke as well, Sean. This is a big deal. Senators Johnson and Grassley have sent a demand letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying, we want all records of all your dealings with Hunter Biden. We don't think you've been telling us the truth about your relationships going back to when you were deputy of Secretary of State. And we wonder whether your wife, Mr. Secretary, was a backdoor channel providing information back and forth to Hunter Biden.
Now, this, by the way, goes to the heart of the issue of Tony Blinken. Now, there's two issues involving Blinken. One involves him organizing, thanks to the advice of Mike Morrell, who gave congressional testimony to prove this point, that he get the 51 former intel officials to sign a letter that Joe Biden ultimately used in a debate with Donald Trump saying, well, these 51 intel officials have all said the same thing, and that is that this has all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. That's issue number one. And then under oath, I believe, when he wanted to become Secretary of State, said he did not have any contact with Hunter Biden. I'm sure he didn't anticipate that the laptop from hell would show up at that point.
That's right.
Or the emails would be found, but he lied to Congress. We heard Ron Johnson's comments about it, and Ron Johnson couldn't be more blunt about it.
That's right. Yeah, no, the senator was on my show yesterday. He's really clear about this. There was a cover-up. There was a cover-up for years. It started with attacking my reporting at The Hill. It started with attacking Miranda's reporting on the laptop. It continued all the way through to recent months. Now the game is over. Republicans have control of Congress, at least the House. They have that subpoena power and bank records and emails and past efforts to hide things under rocks are getting exposed. It's going to be a very hot summer for the Bidens here in Washington, D.C.
It's going to be interesting to follow. Anyway, editor-in-chief of JustTheNews.com and investigative reporter, also friend of the program, John Solomon. Thank you, as always. We appreciate it.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long. But in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming. And they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps Swim Spa. And they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. Back to this issue involving Hunter. Let me play for everybody Ron Johnson saying that Blinken lied bold-faced to Congress. And then I'll play a follow that up with Tony Blinken saying Hunter Biden disinformation letter wasn't my idea. Okay, maybe it was Mike Morrell's idea, but you ran point on it.
Anthony Blinken finally did come in and sit down for a voluntary transcribed interview in December of 2020 because he wanted to be Secretary of State. And now because of more information that's come out, we know that he lied bold-faced to Congress about never emailing Hunter Biden. My guess is he told a bunch of other lies that hopefully we'll be able to bring him and his wife back in, tell them to preserve their records. You cannot trust Joe Biden. You cannot trust Hunter Biden. You can't trust the Biden family. You can't trust so many of the people that they have surrounded themselves with.
I want to ask about the letter that was written concerning Hunter Biden's laptop that said it was Russian disinformation. Can you explain what your role was in that and if you incentivized it?
Well, first, one of the great benefits of this job is that I don't do politics and don't engage in it. But with regard to that letter, wasn't my idea, didn't ask for it, didn't solicit it, and I think the testimony that the former Deputy Director of the CIA, Mike Morrell, put forward confirms that.
I mean, so Blinken, you know, Hunter Biden's disinformation letter wasn't my idea, but you ran point. Now, when you became Secretary of State, was it a payback? I'd like to know the answer to that one. Now, Hunter coming out of that Arkansas court yesterday, you know, simply ignored questions about his own daughter. You know, it's one of the saddest things I've ever seen in my life. This is their granddaughter. Last week, Joe Biden, I have six grandchildren. No, Joe, you have seven grandchildren, not six, seven. I don't care about the circumstances surrounding the birth of this innocent little girl. She's an innocent girl. She's your granddaughter. She's your son's daughter. He doesn't even want to pay child support. By the way, how you became a multimillionaire, Joe, working as a senator and working in Washington all these years, that's a question separate in and of itself. But you would think that if Hunter is as flat broke as his lawyers are claiming and wants to reduce his child support payments, why don't you step in? How do you think this girl, when this girl realizes at some point that her grandfather is the president of the United States of America, when that realization kicks in, how do you think that little girl is going to feel that she was completely ostracized and rejected by her own grandfather and grandmother that were president and first lady? What is the emotional toll that might take on this girl? Maybe she'll be fine. I pray she's going to be fine. I mean, but the idea that they would put up, you know, Christmas stockings with every other grandchild and the dog that bites, but not put up their other granddaughter or ignore their other granddaughter. It's not her fault that regarding the circumstances of which her birth took place. She is an innocent party in this. She is an innocent little girl, and they just ignore her as if she doesn't even exist. I mean, I can't think of anything more cruel emotionally and otherwise than what they're doing and how they treat this little girl. But if the last name was Trump and Donald Trump treated a granddaughter or grandson like this, I promise you'd hear it every single day, every day. It's just repulsive to me. Acknowledge your granddaughter, Joe. Jill Biden, acknowledge your granddaughter. Invite this girl to the White House. You know, put up a Christmas stocking with her name on it. Send her a birthday card, for crying out loud, a present, something.
I gotta be honest, I'm more upset with Jill. This is a woman who works with children. You're telling me that there's not one part of you? I mean, at least with Joe, I can say he's out to lunch.
I'm not even judging Hunter. His whole life's been nothing but an utter, complete mess.
What about her?
Okay.
Dr. Jill Biden.
Okay. Where is she? You know what?
She's culpable.
This girl is innocent. This girl is...
She's the better for it, though, honestly. Let's keep her away from that family. They're a mess.
You know what? It's just wrong. It's just wrong. She's going to one day wake up and realize that my grandfather was the president and wanted nothing to do with me. I can't think of anything sadder. Well, I can, you know, but I mean, this is pretty, that's about as low as you can get.
Holding them accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for joining us. 800-941 Sean, if you want to be a part of the program. All right, want to look years younger? Want to see transformation of your face right before your eyes, looking your best? Well, you want to take advantage then of Chamonix and Genucel and their great Mother's Day sale. Listen, I know a lot of people like to get work. I see a lot of people that get work and it doesn't look so good. Try Genucel first. I think you're much better off. Claire writes us and says, I absolutely love Genucel. My skin feels so good, tighter, younger, a more even tone, and I've only used it a week. My advice to everyone is take a before picture. Now, nothing works like Genucel because it's a family recipe for over 20 years. It's always safe. It's cruelty-free and natural. Linda, you've been using these products, what, for years now?
I really have, you know, and it started out with the Crystals Microdermabrasion, which I love, and you can use it all over your body. And then they have these amazing serums you can use on your face. There's literally nothing they make that I don't love.
All right. Anyway, right now they have 70% off Genucel's most popular package. Go to Genucel.com/Sean. You spell Sean, S-E-A-N. And this is just through Mother's Day. Their most popular package. It includes the Ultra Retinol and Dark Spot Corrector. That's Genucel.com/Sean. You'll get a free complimentary spa essentials box upgraded to priority shipping. Genucel.com/Sean from our friends at Chamonix. Anyway, our friend from Florida, Congressman Matt Gaetz, had an interesting discussion on the issue of whether or not you can use the words mom and dad in the military. Listen.
And one of your slides is not to recognize people as moms and dads. Can you explain why we wouldn't use the word terrorist and mom and dad?
What I perceive is if we're misreading some of the aspects of the things we're trying to do as we move the Air Force forward, and then we look at how we build cohesive teams.
How do the terms mom and dad impair cohesive team building?
Every one of us grows up differently and has different experiences, different backgrounds, and we can't assume.
Do you know of people who feel excluded when others refer to their parents as mom or dad?
I don't.
Anyway, Matt Gaetz, congressman from the great state of Florida and the Panhandle. Sir, how are you? Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me, Sean. That was my colleague, Lisa McLean, asking about a slide that had been presented at the United States Air Force Academy. And that was part of the military's embrace of some of these diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. And they were telling cadets that terms like terrorist shouldn't be used. And even terms like mom and dad were disfavored. Now, I think there's a lot of really important work going on at the Air Force Academy. We love our Air Force. We love our airmen. But the person I was asking that question to, it was the top general in the entire United States Air Force, the chief of staff of the Air Force, General Brown. And I don't think it's helping us recruit new people to military service to say that if you're in an instruction period, you may be told that mom and dad are divisive terms. Those are not divisive terms.
Okay. Matt, I'm having a hard time. I've been doing this a long time, as you know. I've been in radio since 1987. You might not have been born then. What year were you born?
I was five. I was born in 82.
All right. So you were 5 years old when I started this crazy radio journey of mine. And I never thought I'd hear questions in Congress such as, can biological men bear a child? I never thought I would hear a cabinet official ask the question, how do you define a woman, and not be able to get an answer. I never thought we'd have a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms head leader not be able to identify or define what an assault weapon is. And now we can't even say mom or dad in the military. Are any of your colleagues in Washington aware that China has aligned with Russia, which is aligned with Iran, and that China brokered a deal with the Saudis and the Iranians, is doing the same thing with the Saudis and with the Syrians, and that the UAE is supporting Putin, and Egypt now is supporting Putin, and all of our allies are running away from us, and that wimp over there that's the president of France is now sided pretty much with President Xi and gave his seal of approval on taking over Taiwan? Are any of your colleagues thinking about this crap?
We do have colleagues who are focused on legislative reforms to root this nonsense out. The problem is, in the Biden administration, as you just laid out, we've got generals who'd rather yell at a balloon for 4 days asking it what its pronouns are before making the decision to shoot it down with collecting intelligence on the United States. And this specific embrace of radical gender ideology and radical race ideology really runs contrary to our views that everyone should be treated with respect and kindness, and people should be treated equally. But equal treatment isn't what they want. What they want is an obsessive focus on these things. And the service members in my district tell me they're tired of pronoun trading. They don't want implicit bias training. They want to get to the work of killing America's enemies, breaking their stuff, protecting our homeland, and expressing their patriotic service by loving our military. And when we see this hard turn left, we can't just gawk at it or be surprised by it. We have to defund it, deauthorize it, and ensure that we rip it up root and branch.
All right, let me ask you, before I get to the balloon issue that you brought up independently, because we have another balloon floating around the airspace of Hawaii. They don't know what it is. They don't know where it came from, but they do know it's not dangerous, which I find ridiculous. That statement itself is ridiculous. So not only did Joe Biden allow the communist Chinese to have their spy balloon the size of a bus fly over the airspace of Alaska, down the west coast of Florida, into Idaho, across over to Montana over our silo missile sites, and that's our ICBM missile sites, down to Missouri and Kansas, then up to Kentucky, and then off the coast of the Carolinas, and by the way, in every case, seemingly near a military installation. They finally shot it down. Then they used four, they missed on one occasion, $400,000 Sidewinder missiles to shoot out other objects from the sky, three unidentified flying objects. We believe one was a $120 balloon from a balloon club someplace, but we haven't got confirmation. But we haven't got confirmation on what those three items were, and now the U.S. military is telling us that they've determined that they are tracking another mysterious balloon, but it doesn't pose any threat to aerial traffic or national security, but they don't know what it is or who it belongs to. Does that make sense to you? Because it makes no sense to me.
Well, here's what we do know, Sean. The gating that our military was using to determine what signatures to track allowed for this 1950s, 1960s technology to penetrate our airspace. And then once we started looking beyond just a specific altitude or a specific airspeed, we found a whole lot of these types of unidentified aerial objects. We also know, as a matter of fact, that the Chinese have made investments in these technologies, and that's likely a consequence of them gathering intelligence that our gating meant that we didn't have eyes on. It's another example of the United States, I think, not seeing China for the true threat that they are. Biden wants to meet with Xi, wants to call Xi, wants to talk about how China is our friendly little workplace competitor, but they want to dominate us. And they're increasingly making inroads into South America, into the Caribbean, right on our doorstep. And that may give them launch capability for all kind of different surveillance on the East Coast of the United States.
All right. Let me ask you, apparently there was an incident in Tallahassee where a woman had to be arrested and charged for assaulting you this past Saturday evening. What the hell happened?
Yeah, Sean, this was actually in my district in Northwest Florida. A woman had come over from Tallahassee. She's a Tallahassee resident. And when I was just chatting with folks and enjoying time with my wife and friends and neighbors, she threw a drink and hit me and another person. And it's not the first time someone's thrown a drink on me. The last person who did it ended up spending 14 days in jail. So I'm grateful to the Walton County Sheriff's Office for making an arrest. We don't want a disagreement politically to ever turn into violence. And in a lot of ways, that's because I even want my detractors protected. I don't want to live in a world where someone throws a drink at me and then maybe they get clubbed in the face or hit with a bottle. I just think we ought to not do that. And I'm very grateful that this situation was handled very promptly by law enforcement on Saturday.
All right, quick break. We'll come back more with Matt Gaetz on the other side. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. I've got the perfect gift for Mother's Day. You're going to love Legacy Box. Right now, try and remember this name. Get online. Go to legacybox.com/Hannity, H-A-N-N-I-T-Y. This is the best Mother's Day sale they've ever had. And right now, you'll get 60% off a Legacy Box whenever you're ready. All you have to do, it's very, very simple. So you go in your attic, you go in your closet, you go in your basement, you go in your garage, you find every family photo that you can possibly find, every old VHS tape, every camcorder tape, every reel-to-reel tape, and you just put it in the box, and the team at Legacy Box will professionally hand-digitize everything right here in the U.S. Then you get it back on a thumb drive. You can get a DVD. They'll put it on the cloud for your entire family, and you get your originals back. It works like magic, and you're saving all these family memories in perpetuity. And by the way, you might, on some of these tapes, get to see and hear grandma that might have passed away or your great-grandmother that passed away, whatever it happens to be. And that's going to be emotional and powerful for people. And then generations from now, your great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren will be able to see and hear from you. I mean, I would find that fascinating if I could see my grandparents talk. I only knew one grandfather. That was it. Anyway, go to LegacyBox.com/Hannity. 60% off just for Mother's Day. Do it now. You will not regret it. Mom will love you for this.
The final hour of the Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's Conservative Solutions.
All right, more with Congressman Matt Gaetz, the great free state of Florida. He represents the panhandle of Florida. All right, so Karine Jean-Pierre comes out today and says again, yet again, that she's not going to negotiate with Kevin McCarthy or the Republicans in Congress about the issue of the debt ceiling. This is an issue you and I have talked at length about privately and on the air. And so here we are. So from the get-go, Joe Biden said he would not negotiate with Congress. We do have co-equal branches of government. The power of the purse lies with Congress. So this is something that Congress has a say in. And so finally, they set up a date. I believe it's going to be May 9th. That'll be about exactly 100 days since the one time that Joe Biden met with Kevin McCarthy. That only leaves, by my count, 22 days whereby they could come to an agreement. Now, the Republicans already passed a bill. You have a thin majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. At this point, I don't think Kevin McCarthy is going to be able to put together changes that every one of his caucus members would support. Am I wrong?
I think you've assessed that correctly. But the key point here is that Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer are trying to create the conditions for default. If Democrats wanted to put an increase in the debt limit in that terrible omnibus, they could have. They could also have been negotiating over these last 100 days about their priorities and our priorities. But historically, the debt limit has always been an opportunity to assess our spending habits. Pretty good idea when you max out your credit card to assess your spending habits. And three quarters of the country want Joe Biden to actually engage in these negotiations with Kevin McCarthy. The fact that he hasn't shows that they are trying to engage in brinksmanship. Everything is going so bad for Joe Biden right now. They literally want this country to default so they have something to blame House Republicans for. But we are not going to allow them to put the blame on us. We are putting forward a variety of the ideas. And frankly, I think everyone should be negotiating right now.
Well, they should have been negotiating 100 days ago, Matt. And that's the point. The Joe Biden said publicly he wasn't going to negotiate. They're saying this now. Now, Janet Yellen came out and said as of June 1, which is less than a month from now, that we will have reached the maximum level of spending without having to default. Now, the issue is going to become, and it's going to be a mantra used by Democrats, and I would assume Republicans too, that the full faith and credit of the United States is on the line here. So now the question is, it's not even a game of chicken. The person that didn't come to the table was a guy by the name of Joe Biden, which was his responsibility. I know he needs his naps. I know he needs to sleep. By the way, did you see the mess that Biden was in the other day? Want me to play it for you?
Please.
Let me play Biden struggling. Listen to this.
And the cheer for Muslim athletes like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I know him, and I zip mispronounce his name. Congressman Omar, where are you, Congressman Omar? There you go. God love you. I'm not supposed to. I'll get in trouble for saying this, but you look beautiful tonight. And Congresswoman Tlaib, where's the congresswoman? There you are, okay, so do you. I don't know why you wanted the job, man. I appoint all those federal judges, but, you know, thank you for serving. I'm not kidding. You want to come and make a speech? Hush up, boy, as my mother would say. You know, the quorum teaches that one of his highest signs is the creation of heavens and earth and the diversity of our languages and colors.
Now, this was a celebration. It's not corn. It would be called the Quran that Joey's trying to talk about here. Shut up, boy. Really?
Wow. I've heard better karaoke at nursing homes. This is what you get with the 80-year-old vintage of Joe Biden. Who's signing up for the 86-year-old vintage?
Oh, my gosh. Matt, look what's happening to the world. Look at China, Russia. Look at Iran. Look at our allies abandoning us. It's not if, it's when China takes Taiwan, and Joe's not going to lift a finger, is he?
Well, Joe Biden is not going to be around for a lot of the catastrophic consequences that his decisions now are leading to. And whether that's with the economy and this issue with the debt limit or the regulations that they're imposing to swallow up small business. Let's remember what Kevin McCarthy and Republicans are actually fighting for. We are fighting to unleash American energy with the passage of H.R. 1. We're asking to pass legislation to slash a lot of these high-cost regulations on small business through the RAINS Act, and we'd like to put a downward pressure on spending.
Last question. You didn't vote for this bill, but it was only, and I called you about it, and you said no, you didn't like that they added something at the last minute, and you want 24 hours to look at it before you'll sign it, so it was a process issue for you. You do support the bill that was passed by your colleagues.
I think there's a lot of substantive good that I do support in this. You know, I'm never thrilled about.
Okay, but the bottom line is, if you had the 24 hours, you would have voted for it, correct?
I think that had I had sufficient time, these would have been ideas I could have supported in the right context. Yeah.
Yep. All right, Matt Gaetz, thank you. And the Panhandle of Florida, really wonderful people, a lot of military down there, awesome district. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.